Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, today we are going to be tackling something that might sound a little geeky at first, but trust me, it is all about taking back control of your online life.
All right, I'm intrigued.
We are diving into the world of Fresh RSS.
Fresh RSS.
And before you tune out thinking, RSS is so old school.
It's a little old school.
Hear me out.
Right.
This isn't your grandpa's RSS.
Okay.
Fresh RSS is like having your own personal news feed curated exactly how you want it.
Mm-hmm.
No algorithms, no distractions,
right.
Just the stuff you actually care about.
That sounds pretty good.
It does.
So Fresh RSS, it's like having like what, a personalized news feed that you control?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's kind of, think about it, the difference between endlessly scrolling through social media.
I get a lot.
And having a perfectly organized magazine delivered to your doorstep.
Oh, like a curated magazine?
Yeah. Fresh RSS lets you create that magazine filled with articles, podcasts, videos, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
All from your favorite sources.
So I can get rid of social media.
You don't have to get rid of it, but this is like an alternative.
All right.
And this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer, a company that can help you with all things hosting and digital transformation.
Mm.
If you're thinking about setting up your own Fresh RSS.
Okay.
Or exploring other ways to make tech work for you.
Yeah.
Check out www.safeserver.d.
All right, I'll check it out.
But back to Fresh RSS.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You're tired of social media algorithms deciding what you see.
Yeah, I hate that.
You want to read your favorite blogs, but you don't want to constantly check for updates.
So it's like an aggregator.
It is.
Okay, yeah.
Fresh RSS solves that problem. It's like a central hub for all your favorite content.
Okay. I mean, that sounds pretty good for people who just want to see what they're interested in.
Exactly.
And not be told what to see.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So one of the cool things about Fresh RSS is that it's self-hosted.
Self-hosted.
Now, I know that might sound intimidating.
Yeah.
But think of it like this.
Yeah.
Instead of renting an apartment, you own the whole building.
Okay.
So with Fresh RSS, your data lives on your own server.
God.
Which means you have complete control over it.
All right, so I'm not beholden to some company's whims or whatever they...
Exactly.
But, okay.
You're in the driver's seat when it comes to your data.
So how difficult is it to set up a server? Because I'm not super techie.
That's the beauty of it. Fresh RSS is designed with both beginners and tech-savvy users in mind.
Okay.
And has been around for 10 years.
Wow.
And has a vibrant community of users constantly improving it and making it more accessible.
That's really cool that it's got such longevity and a great community.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised how straightforward the installation process is, especially with the detailed documentation and support available.
Really?
Plus, there's even a demo version you can try out before taking the plunge.
Wow, so it's like they really want you to be comfortable using this before you even really get started.
They want to make it as accessible as possible.
Wow, so it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah.
You have control over your data and ease of use.
Yeah.
I like that.
But what exactly makes Fresh RSS so special?
Hmm.
I mean, there are tons of news aggregator apps out there. What sets this one apart?
Well, for starters, it's a completely free and open source.
Okay.
Which means you can use it however you want, modify it to your liking, and even contribute to its development if you're feeling adventurous.
Wow.
And remember that active community I mentioned?
Yeah.
They're always adding new features, themes, and extensions, making Fresh RSS incredibly versatile and powerful.
So it's not just like a one-and-done type of software.
No. It's constantly evolving.
Okay. Free and customizable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But let's get down to brass tacks.
Mm.
What can Fresh RSS actually do?
Okay. Good question. Let's start with the basics. It aggregates content from all sorts of sources.
Okay.
Websites, blogs, podcasts, video channels, anything that offers an RSS feed.
Oh.
Think of an RSS feed like a newsletter subscription, but instead of getting emails, you get updates directly in your Fresh RSS feed.
So instead of checking a bunch of different websites every day, I can see all the new content from those sites in one place.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like having a personalized newsstand where you choose exactly which publications you want to see.
So it's very customizable.
Oh, yeah. But Fresh RSS goes way beyond that.
Okay.
It has a built-in reader so you can read articles directly within the platform.
Okay.
Without jumping between tabs.
Oh, that's nice. So I don't have to have like 100 tabs open.
Yeah. No more tab overload.
Okay. So that's a major time saver.
Yeah.
I hate having a million tabs open.
Right.
But what about if I'm looking for something specific?
Mm.
Can I search through my feeds?
Absolutely. And the search function is incredibly powerful. You can use keywords filters, even Boolean operators, to get super specific with your search.
Boolean operators.
Yeah, you know, like and or not.
Oh, okay.
To really refine your results.
So it's very powerful.
Yeah, it's like having a personal research assistant at your fingertips.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's even more to it, right?
Of course.
You mentioned something about customization.
Oh, there's a ton of customization. You can change the look and feel with different themes.
Oh.
Add extensions for extra functionality.
Mm.
Even create custom feeds based on specific keywords or websites that don't natively have RSS feeds.
Really?
Yeah. You can even use a technique called web scraping to pull in content from any website you want.
Hold on, web scraping. That sounds pretty advanced.
It might sound complicated, but fresh RSS makes it surprisingly accessible.
Okay.
It's like setting up a custom alert system that notifies you whenever a specific website mentions a topic you're interested in.
So like if a website doesn't have an RSS feed, I can still use it.
Exactly. You can still get updates.
Wow. Okay. I'm starting to see how powerful this can be.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the mobile experience. Can I access my fresh RSS feeds on my phone?
Good question. So while there isn't a dedicated fresh RSS app,
okay,
you can use a variety of third-party apps that work seamlessly with it.
Third-party apps?
Yeah. There are quite a few options out there.
Okay.
And since fresh RSS is accessible through a web browser,
yeah,
you can even just log in on your phone's browser in a pinch.
So I have options.
You do.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So whether you're at your desk or on the go, you can stay connected to your curated news feed.
That's pretty awesome. But what about sharing? Can I share my feeds with other people?
Definitely. You can export your feeds using a standard format called OPML.
OPML.
Yeah, it's like a universal language for RSS feeds.
Mm-hmm.
So you can share your carefully curated lists with friends, colleagues, or even just back them up for yourself.
So it's portable.
It is very portable.
Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here, but I want to go back to the why for a minute.
Why would someone choose fresh RSS over, say, just following their favorite websites directly or using a social media feed?
That's a great question, and it gets to the heart of what makes fresh RSS so valuable. It's all about control and privacy.
Okay.
With fresh RSS, you're not at the mercy of algorithms that decide what you see. You're in the driver's seat, choosing exactly what content you want to consume and from which sources.
So it's like taking back control of your digital life, one RSS feed at a time.
Exactly. No more endless scrolling. No more feeling like you're being manipulated by what the algorithm decides to show you.
I like that. And because you're self-hosting, your data isn't being collected and analyzed by some big tech company.
Right. It's yours and yours alone.
That's a huge point, especially in today's world where data privacy is a growing concern.
Absolutely.
You're essentially opting out of the whole data mining ecosystem.
You got it. And on top of the privacy benefits, there's the peace of mind that comes with knowing that your data is safe and secure on your own server. No need to worry about some third-party service going down or changing their policies.
Yeah.
You're in control.
This is really making me rethink how I consume information online.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I was a bit skeptical at first.
I understand.
But you've painted a pretty compelling picture of what fresh RSS can offer.
I'm glad to hear that.
But let's be real. Setting up a server and all that technical stuff can be intimidating.
Mm.
How easy is it to actually get started with fresh RSS?
Well, it does involve a bit of technical know-how.
Okay.
But the Fresh RSS team has made the process incredibly user-friendly.
Okay.
They have detailed documentation, video tutorials, and even a demo website where you can test drive Fresh RSS before committing.
Hmm.
And remember that supportive community we talked about?
Yeah.
They're always happy to help newbies get started.
So it's not like you're being thrown into the deep end without a life preserver.
Exactly. There's plenty of help available.
And if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by the server setup, remember our sponsor, SafeServer?
Oh, yeah.
They specialize in hosting solutions and can help you get fresh RSS up and running in no time.
That's right. They can even guide you through the whole process and ensure everything is configured correctly.
That's a great resource for anyone who's hesitant to dive into the technical side of things.
Absolutely. And once you have fresh RSS set up, it's surprisingly intuitive to use.
Okay.
The interface is clean and well-organized, and there are plenty of customization options to make it your own.
It sounds like you've really thought of everything.
We try.
But I'm curious, what's been your personal experience with Fresh RSS? What kind of impact has it had on your digital life?
For me, Fresh RSS has been a game changer. It's helped me reclaim control of my information flow and break free from the constant distractions of social media and algorithmic feeds. I feel more focused, more informed, and less stressed about staying on top of everything. It's like having a personal information sanctuary where I can go to learn and explore without being bombarded with noise.
That sounds incredibly liberating. It's like trading in the fast food of the internet for a carefully crafted meal.
Exactly. It's about choosing quality over quantity intention over mindless scrolling.
I think this is a great point to transition to the bigger picture here.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the features and benefits of Fresh RSS, but I want to step back and ask, what does a tool like this say about the state of the internet today?
That's a really interesting question. I think the growing popularity of tools like Fresh RSS reflects a growing desire for more control and agency in our digital lives. We're becoming more aware of the downsides of algorithmic feeds, the filter bubbles, the echo chambers, the constant distractions, and we're seeking out alternatives that empower us to shape our own online experiences.
It's like a quiet rebellion against the attention economy. We're reclaiming our time, our attention, and our data.
Exactly. And it's not just about individual empowerment. It's also about fostering a healthier digital ecosystem by choosing to curate our own information feeds. We're breaking free from the echo chambers and exposing ourselves to a wider range of perspectives. We're becoming more discerning consumers of information, more critical thinkers, and more engaged citizens.
It's like we're creating a counterculture to the algorithmic world, a world where thoughtfulness and intentionality prevail over clickbait and outrage.
And that's a world I'm excited to be a part of.
Me too. And I think a lot of our listeners probably feel the same way. So for those who are ready to take the plunge and explore the world of Fresh RSS, what are your recommendations?
First, I would recommend checking out the demo website at demo.freshrtss.org. It's a great way to get a feel for the interface and try out some of the features before setting up your own instance.
That's a great tip. No need to commit before you know what you're getting into.
And if you decide to take the next step and set up your own Fresh RSS, there are plenty of resources available to help you along the way. The official documentation is incredibly thorough, and there are countless tutorials and guides available online. And of course, don't hesitate to reach out to the Fresh RSS community if you have any questions or need assistance.
It's like joining a club of information enthusiasts, all dedicated to taking control of their digital lives.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe you'll even discover that your Fresh RSS installation becomes your first, last, and sometimes only place on the internet, just like that dedicated user we mentioned earlier.
It's a powerful image, a digital haven built on your own terms. But alas, our time is limited today before we wrap up this fascinating journey. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we have more power than we realize when it comes to shaping our digital lives. We don't have to be passive consumers of whatever the algorithms throw at us. Tools like Fresh RSS empower us to be active, intentional, and discerning in how we engage with information.
It's like taking back control of the steering wheel instead of letting the algorithm drive us wherever it wants. And that sense of agency can be incredibly empowering.
Absolutely. And it's not just about individual empowerment. It's also about creating a healthier digital ecosystem by choosing to curate our own information feeds. We're diversifying the voices we hear, breaking free from the filter bubbles and fostering more thoughtful conversations.
It's like planting a garden. Instead of just eating whatever's being mass produced, you get to choose what you want to grow, what you want to nourish, and what kind of environment you want to create.
That's a beautiful analogy, and it speaks to the transformative potential of tools like Fresh RSS. It's not just about organizing information. It's about cultivating a mindful and intentional relationship with the digital world.
Well said. And on that note, I want to remind our listeners that this deep dive into the world of Fresh RSS was brought to you by SafeServer. If you're intrigued by the idea of self-hosting, whether it's for Fresh RSS or any other service, check out www.safeserver.d. They have the expertise and solutions to guide you on that journey.
They can help you set up your own server, configure your Fresh RSS instance, and ensure everything is running smoothly.
It's like having a personal tech support team in your corner. But before we officially sign off, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question. Now that we've explored the possibilities of a tool like Fresh RSS, how do you envision it changing your own relationship with information? What kind of digital landscape do you want to create for yourself?
It's a question worth pondering. As we navigate this ever-evolving digital age, the power to shape your digital world is in your hands.
That's a powerful message to end on. And on that note, a huge thank you to our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Fresh RSS.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay in control of your digital lives.